With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Drivers in Ontario will soon be able to drive a little faster in more parts of the province, and that includes a stretch in Chatham-Kent. The provincial government announced today the speed limit on 10 sections of the 400 series highways will increase from 100 kilometers per hour to 110 kilometers per hour, including a 7-kilometer stretch of the 401 in the Tilbury area. The province says that's building on the safe and successful increase to 6 sections of provincial highways in 2022. An Orange Air Ambulance paramedic who is rooted in Chatham-Kent is being recognized for going above and beyond the call of duty. Vanessa Widup told CK News Today she never would have thought in a million years she'd be receiving a Hero Award, but she is, as this year's recipient of the Public Hero Award, and she'll be recognized for that at a banquet in the Toronto area tomorrow. You can read more about her and her work on our website, cknewstoday.ca. Employees at a popular Windsor Essex winery are joining Unifor. Workers at Pelee Island Winery voted late last month to unionize, and the union just made the official announcement this week. There will be 2 bargaining units, one to cover the offices, maintenance, and bottling line, and the other one will be for people in sales. And it'll be a chilly one tonight. Environment Canada has issued a frost advisory for Chatham-Kent. If you started your planting, you may want to cover up your plants to reduce the risk of damage as temperatures dip below freezing overnight. The Leafs are back on home ice tonight for Game 3 of their opening round playoff series against Boston. Toronto lost the opener, then came back to win Game 2, so that series is all tied up at a game apiece. The Edmonton Oilers will look to extend their lead on LA when they take on the Kings in Game 2 of their series. Dallas is up against Vegas again tonight. The Blue Jays are facing the Royals tonight for Game 3 of their 4-game set. The Tigers are going for the series sweep against the Rays. And just 2 games tonight in the NBA playoffs. Boston leads Miami 1-0 heading into Game 2. New Orleans will try to even things up against Oklahoma City. Cloudy today and windy with a high of 8 Celsius. Partly cloudy tonight, windy, low minus 1 with a risk of frost overnight. And mainly sunny tomorrow with a high of 13. Right now it's 4 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.